सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्।
Page 161, verse 35.
Atma buddhi manas chakshuh Vishaya loka sangamat Vichitro jayate buddhi प्रत्ययो ज्ञानलक्षणः।
प्रत्ययः अज्ञानलक्षणः। शंकराचार्य डीलिंग विद द टॉपिक ऑफ आत्मस्वरूपम्, ए मुमुक्षु सीकर ऑफ मोक्ष मस्ट हैव द नॉलेज अबाउट आत्मा, ఆత్మ నేచర్, ఆత్మస్వరూప జ్ఞానం. వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ? వాట్ ఈజ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ? సో మెనీ శ్లోకాస్ హీస్ గో ఆన్ అండ్ ఆన్ అండ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ. ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ హీస్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం. ఫస్ట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు నో వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ, దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు వర్క్ టు నో దట్ ఆత్మన్ as myself. That is Atma Jnanam. First Atma Swarupa Jnanam, then Atma Jnanam. First I have to know the nature of Atman, Atma Swarupa Jnanam. By knowing Atma Swarupan, what am I going to get? Like knowing so many things in the world, I am knowing so many objects in the world, like that this Atma also, like this Nitya Buddha Shuddha Mukta Swarupaha Atma, నిష్కళం, నిష్క్రియం, నిర్వికారం, సో మెనీ ఐ కెన్ రైట్ ఎ బిగ్ లిస్ట్. బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూజ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ నోయింగ్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం? లేటర్ శాస్త్ర సేస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ దట్ ఆత్మ యాజ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. ద స్వరూపం ఆత్మ హ్యాస్ టు బి యువర్ స్వరూపం. ద స్వరూపం, ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఓన్ అప్ యాజ్ యువర్ స్వరూపం, యాజ్ యువర్ నేచర్. That is our journey. That he is going to talk. How to get this Atma Jnanam? What is the process? So he is going to conclude next shloka 36, 37 also. He concludes the Atma Swarupam. The mind I use as instrument to own up I am Brahman. Manasai Veda Maptavyam. Through mind only I can know I am Brahman. To get the Brahma Jnanam, Vritti Jnanam, Aham Brahmasmi, I have to make use of the mind. Mind is a blessing actually. Therefore he says all pratyayas, thoughts, which are all rising in the mind, Atma Pratyaya, Buddhi Pratyaya, Mana Pratyaya, Chakshuh, విషయ ఆలోక సంగమాత్, దేర్ అసెంబ్లేజ్. సంగమ మీన్స్ అసెంబ్లేజ్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ అసెంబ్లేజ్, నాట్ బుద్ధి ప్రత్యయ, మనః ప్రత్యయ, చక్షు ప్రత్యయ, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ వీ గెట్ ప్రత్యయ. వై ఐ యూజ్ బుద్ధి ప్రత్యయ, చక్షు ప్రత్యయ? ఈవెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గెట్ థాట్ అబౌట్ యువర్ ఐస్, ఇంటలెక్ట్, మనస్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఎ థాట్ ఫార్మ్ ఓన్లీ. How thought rise? Thought rise when there is an assemblage. Just as laddu comes because of certain ingredients assemblage. Laddu, Tirupati laddu, often we eat Tirupati laddu. Assemblage of some ingredients, components, factors. Like that, I am thinking, I am getting thoughts. How thought is coming? Thought is coming because of sangama, because of assemblage. What is that? What are all factors are there in that assemblage? Number one, Atma, body. Here Atma means gross body, Atma. புத்தி மன சக்ஷு கம்ஸ் அண்டர் சட்டில் பாடி. புத்தி மீன்ஸ் இன்டலெக்ட், மனஹா மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட், சக்ஷு மீன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். தென் விஷயாக ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், சப்த விஷயா, ரூப விஷயா, கந்த விஷயா, ஸ்பர்ஷ விஷயா, எவ்ரி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் ஹாஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் கரஸ்பாண்டிங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இன் த வேர்ல்ட். விஷயாக ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஜடம், பட் யூ ரிக்வயர் RC, that is called here Aloka. Aloka means reflected consciousness, Chidabhasa. RM, RC, RM1, RM2, RM3 plus RC, Sangamat and Vishayaha, Loka. Vichitraha Pratyayaha Buddhehe Jayatehe, Jayatehe. All these thoughts arise, wonderful thoughts. Vichitra means wonderful thoughts are rising in buddhi. Pratyayaha buddhehe pratyayaha buddhi pratyayaha. These thoughts rising, thoughts belong to that buddhi, antahkaranam. Which buddhi is in gross body, which buddhi has got sense organs, which buddhi has got associated with arsi. Idella namaku manasukulla tak 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 nu varanum. Clear? Non thought is coming, means the thought behind all these factors are there. Vichitra pratyaha jayate. How they are born? Ajnana lakshanaha. They are all born out of ignorance. This thought, that object, go on and on thinking because of ignorance, self-ignorance. Therefore, you can make use of this anatma, body mind complex for vyavahara. There is nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to atma jnanam, you have to claim OC. I am not RC, RM. I am OC. That is vyavahara. Paramarthika satyam aham. But that is whole vyavahara. Husbandhood, wifehood, brotherhood, sisterhood, any hood is vyavahara only. Therefore, that is not real. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. So, the body part, mind part, RC part we have to disclaim. OC part only we have to claim. OC part only you have to claim. Aloka means actually consciousness. Original consciousness, RC also is formed there. Because of their sangama. You take aloka as OC, suppose. So OC you have to claim, RC, RM you have to disclaim. That is the meaning, I am OC. If you say, it is lakshyartha I. If you say, I am body, I am mind, I am so and then, lakshyartha, vachyartha I. Simple facility is there. Like screen and movie. I am like a screen, OC, screen like OC, movie like RC, RM is my drama. In the facility form, in the problem, I watch the problem, I am not in problem, I watch the problem. Okay, now 36 and 37 is going to wind up the Atma Swarupam. All are familiar only words, we will read that shlokas. Same page 161 verse 36 and 37. Vivichasmasvamatmanam vivichasmasvamatmanam vindyachuddham param padam drashtaram sarvabhutastham சமம் சர்வபயாதிகம் சமஸ்தம் சர்வகம் சாந்தம் விமலம் யோமவஸ்திதம் நிஷ்கலம் நிஷ்க்ரியம் சர்வம் நித்யம் த்வந்த்வைர்விவர்ஜிதம். I hope you don't require any explanation for this. because we have already seen all these words in previous shlokas. Just I'll give you anvaya wise how one has to recognize. He gives the atma swarupam, consolidating that shuddham, pure, param, supreme, padam, substratum. Padam has got two meanings. Goal, padyate iti padam, goal is one meaning. Substratum is another meaning. We take it as substratum here. Adhisthanam ityarthah. Then, drashtaram, the seer, sarvabhutastham drashtaram. As the witness consciousness in every body, samam, uniformly, homogeneously, uniformly it is there. Then, sarva bhayatigam, free from all types of fear, beyond all types of fear. Then 37th verse, first line, samastam, it is everything. Samastha means what? That Brahman alone is everything. Sarvagam, it is all pervading. Shantam, it is of the nature of peace. Vimalam, pure. Malarahitam. Vyomavatstitam, it is remaining as akasha. Asangaha ityartha. Akashavatstitam. Vyoma means akasha. Akashavat, vyomavat means akashavat sthitam. It is remaining as akasha, not touched by anything, like akasha. Nishkalam, parkless. Nishkriyam, actionless. Sarvam, it is in the form of everything. It is everything, it is in the form of everything. That is different. Samastam means it is in everything. Sarvam means it is in the form of everything. No much difference. Nityam, eternal. Dvandvair vimarjitam, free from all pairs of opposites. Dvandva means opposites. Vimarjitam means free from. Dvandvair vimarjitam means free from all sorts of pair of opposites. Then go to the first line, 36. Vivichya asmat. Vivichya, may you differentiate, may you separate distinctly. Vivichya asmat, from what? Body, buddhi, mind, chakshu, etc. May you separate them from RM1, RM2, RM3, samashti level, vyashti level, and from RC also you have to see separately. Vivichya asmat svam atmanam, your own self, svam atmanam, your own self, vindyat, may you claim, may you attain, your real nature is this. Next shloka. So from 9th verse onwards up to 37th verse, Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Over. The topic is over. Next word, we are entering to the new topic, that is Atma Jnanam Swarupam. Now Atma Swarupam over. Now Atma Jnana Swarupam. What is the nature of self-knowledge? 9 to 37, what is the nature of self? Now, what is the nature of self-knowledge? I hope you can know the difference. The nature of self, the knowledge about the nature of self. Now, the knowledge about the self-knowledge. The nature of self-knowledge. By talking more, I am confusing. No? Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Atma Jnana Swarupa Jnanam. I hope. Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Jnanam about Atma Swarupam. Atma Jnana Swarupa Jnanam. The knowledge about the knowledge of the self. Knowledge about the self-knowledge. Okay? The knowledge about the nature of self-knowledge. அப்பா, the knowledge about the nature of self knowledge, what is the process of self knowledge, very very important portion. The process is going to now explain in the following verses 38 to 50. We will read that verse.
Sarva pratyaya sakshi jnaha katham jneyo mayachyuta mayachyuta vimrishyaivam vijaniyat jnana karma navetiva.
சர்வ பிரத்ய சாட்சி ஜ்ஞஹா இதி விமர்சேத். ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு டூ என்கொயரி, விமர்சேத் ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு டூ என்கொயரி அனாலிசிஸ் வாட் இஸ் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆத்ம ஜானம். சர்வ பிரத்ய சாட்சி ஜ்ஞஹா, திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் அண்டில் நவ் ஆஸ் வாட் சர்வ பிரத்ய சாட்சி. சாட்சி மீன்ஸ் விட்னஸர். Witnesser of what and what? Witnesser of pratyaya, thoughts. I am the awareer of all my thoughts, one or two thoughts. Sarva pratyaya sakshi. Therefore I am jnaha, the knower of all my thoughts, the witnesser of all my thoughts. Iti vimrishyet, may you do analysis, enquiry. In what manner? Katham sarva pratyaya sakshi jnaha iti vimrishye katham. How? I am the witnesser of all thoughts. I have understood now what is Atma Swarupam. Shastra telling you are that sarva pratyaya sakshi. Now the student has to ask question. I am sarva pratyaya sakshi jnaha katham. How am I? How can I be the sarva pratyaya sakshi katham? How, what are all questions he has to ask? Now two questions, first line, second half. Gneyava gneyaha uta maya gneyaha uta na gneyaha maya gneyaha uta na gneyaha na gneyaha, you have to supply. Can I be known by me or not? Can I know by me or maya gneyaha va na gneyaha maya gneyaha uta na gneyaha? Can it be known that atma, can it be known by me or not? Can it be known by me or not? First question. One has to start this enquiry. Can it, that means Atma, can be known by me or not? Number one. Number two, karma va nava. Jnana karma va nava. Iti vimrishya evam vijaniyad. Jnana karma va nava. What it means? Jnana karma va nava means, is it an object of my knowledge or not? Is it knowledge of my, is it an karma, object of my knowledge or not? Karma means here not action. Karma means knowledge. It is an object of my knowledge or not? First question is what? Can it be known or not? Second question, Can it be known as an object of my knowledge or not? Can it be known as an object of my knowledge or not? In short, is it knowable? Question, is it knowable that in that manner vimrishya, evam vimrishya vijaniyad? May you question what is the nature of Atma, having known thus, this Atma, can it be known by me or not? Or can it be known as an object of my knowledge or not? In this manner, you have to ask a question. Next shloka. Verse 39, page 162.
Adrishtam drashtru vijnatam dabhramityadishasanat naivam gneyam mayanyairva param brahma kathanchana.
Param brahma naiva gneyam kadachana kathanchana. Param brahma, the supreme brahman, naiva gneyam, cannot be known, kathanchana, by any manner, kathanchana, by anyone, by any manner, kathanchana, by anyone, maya anyairva, either by me or by any other person. Brahman cannot be known. Naiva gneyam, maya anyairva. Maya means by me, anyairva, or by others. Why it is not knowable? Because adrishtram drashtru vijnatam dabhram ityadi shasanat. Now Keno Upanishad, we have to remember, there in Keno Upanishad it is said, yadi manyase suvedeti nona vedeti vedacha. That mantra comes. The Guru says, hey Shishya, if you say you know that Brahman, you know very little. You know the only finite nature of Brahman. You do not know totally. Dabhrameva. You know very little. Finite only you come to know, not its true sense. Dabhrameva iti shasanat. Shasana means Shruti statement. Shasanat. Because Shruti says, what Shruti? Samavediya Kenopanishad. Dabhrameva. The Guru says there, yadi manyase suvedeti nona vedeti. If anyone says, I know, he don't know. If anyone says he knows, he don't know. If anyone says I don't know, he knows. Yasya matam tasya matam, that portion comes there. Yasya matam tasya matam, matam yasyana vedasaha. Whoever says I know, he doesn't know. Whoever says I don't know, he knows. That is why people won't come to Vedanta class. Then the teacher brilliantly presents the teaching in this manner. Student is much more brilliant, equal to the teacher. He gave answer. What answer he gave? I know, I don't know. Then Guru asked, what about your knowledge? Do you know Atman? He says, I know, I don't know. I know Atma, and I don't know Atma. Then how is it possible? Possible. I know Atma as subject, I don't know Atma as an object. That is the answer. So Acharya says, Shasanat, since Keno Upanishad says one cannot know Atma as an object, there is only one way one has to know Atma as subject. I myself am Atma. Adrishtam drashtu vijnatam. It is never the object of knowledge, because it is ever the subject. Adrishtam, it is not an object of knowledge. Drashtu vijnatam, it cannot be known by anyone. It cannot be known by anyone as an object. If anyone knows, suppose, dabhram. Dabhram means alpam, finite. Dabhramevapi nunam, that comes mantra. Therefore, knower can never be known. Since Atma happens to be the knower subject, knower can never be known. Atma cannot be known as an object. we have to understand three principles here. In these portions, Shankaracharya negating Atma is beyond Triputi, triad. Pramana, Prameya, Pramata, Vilakshanaha, Atma. Pramata, Prameyam, Pramanam. Or Pramata, Pramana, Prameyam. Triputi, number one. Pramata means knower. Pramanam means knowing instrument. Prameyam means knowable object. Aprameya, Saprakasha, Manovacha, Magochara. Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam. Ruled out. Similarly, Karta, Karanam, Karma. Doer, doing, and done. Another triad. Similarly, Drashta, Drishyam, the knowledge, Jnanam. Seer, seen, seeing. Hearer, hearing, heard. Thinker, thinking, thought. Like that, you cannot have a Triputi. Triputi is Vilakshanaha Atma Chaitanya. Next point, the Triputi, before the Triputi rises, Atma is available. To talk about the Triputi, Atma is already sitting there. So Atma never comes under any one of the Triputi. Atma cannot come under Pramata, Atma cannot come under Prameyam, Atma cannot come under Pramanam. Atma cannot be the knower, Atma cannot be the seer, Atma cannot be the known, Atma cannot be knowledge, Atma cannot be anything of this Triputi. Atma is beyond Triputi. Before Triputi is coming, Atma is there. Second point. Third point is, Atma is the basis for this Triputi. Atma is there before the Triputi is rising. Third point, really speaking, because of Atma only Triputi is coming. Atma is the basis for Triputi. That is the third point. Then Atma is self-evident. Self-evident. When it is self-evident, why you have to work for that Atma Jnanam? Why have to know the process? It is self-evident, it is subject, I am. Why I have to do Pishtapeshana Nyayam? Already I am Atma. You are telling I am the subject. And I need not know the Atma. I cannot know the Atma also you are telling. Why I have to attend the next class? Tomorrow class onwards I won't come. Then Shastra says, no, 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 you have to come to the class. Because even though you are the self-evident Atma, the subject, you have certain misconceptions. That misconceptions have to be removed. For the removal of misconceptions, you require Atma Jnana. For the removal of misconceptions, you require Atma Jnanam. Therefore, can you say Atma is the knower? We don't accept. First beginning la, if anyone say Atma is knowable, suppose anybody question, can I know the Atma? We say, yes, you can know the Atma. We say happily, Atma therinjaka mudiyum. Appenna, I am accepting temporarily Atma as a prameyam. Is it not? When anybody asks, can I know Atma? Yes, you can know. After coming to the class for some time, a person is coming to come know the Atma, Atma, Atma. Then what I say, I can know the Atma, it is knowable, it is known. Suppose anybody says, if you say, I know the Atma, it is known, we say, Atma is the knower, it cannot be known. Second step. Then I take little bit forward that person. Then he says, now I have understood. I am the knower, I am the Atma, the knower, the seer, observer, experiencer. Romba kushi kushiya jolendukkumbodhu, no, you are not even knower also. Because knower status is from the standpoint of known. Third level. Knower status, observer status, experiencer status or pramata status, seer status. All these are all only from the relative standpoint. Just as your mother when your daughter standpoint comes. Like that here also, when person says, can it be known? Ah, it can be known. Then I say, when she comes, no, it cannot be known as an object, it is the subject. It is a knower. Then student says, I am the knower. No, it is not the knower also. If it is the knower, known standpoint only you are the knower. Known is falsified. All the known objects are all mithya. Adella mithya pannadukaparam knowerhood engirukku. Knowerhood also dropped. Therefore triputi dropped. It is not knowable, it is not known, and it is not knower also, because knower status is also temporary. Can Atma be called as Pramata, knower? No. Knowerhood also only the Jiva, the Chidabhasa has got a temporary status. I am Triputi Vilakshanaha. That is what he is going to establish now in this shlokas. Very, very important portion. So the knower status also removed. How? By Mithyatva Nishchayam. Prameyam is falsified, all objects are nama rupa. Once they are unreal, the knower is real. Not real. Just as you say, Rajju is the karanam for snake, rope is the cause for the arrival of snake. Once you understand the snake is false, can you give karanatvam to the status to the snake? Why? Snake is haihi nai. It is not there. Where is the karanatva status for rope? Similarly here also, the knower status is also a temporary acceptable for teaching purpose. Mandukya, he goes threadbare analysis about this. Therefore, I am really speaking, I am not observer, I am not the seer, I am not the knower. Then what you are? Mauna Vyakhya. All are only Vyavahara. Now look into the shloka. That is the meaning. Dabhrameva, if you say I know, it is very little you know. That means what? Lower status, Vachartha, I only you know. Not Lakshartha, I. Apramata, you are not knowing. Why? You cannot know. Why? Apramata happens to be you, yourself. Can you dial your phone number? You can dial all phone numbers through your phone, but you can never dial your phone number by your phone number. Like that. Next shloka, 40. Sarupa vyavadhanabhyam jnana loka svabhavatah anya jnana napekshatvat jnatam saiva sadamaya. Anya jnana anapekshatvat jnatam cha eva sadamaya. I, the subject Atma, am there or not to recognize, to know, I don't require any other external means. I don't require any other external means to know that I am there or not. That is why I ask you, husband asking his wife, am I there or not? He never questioned like that. He never asked, he never doubt his existence. Naan irukkena illaya. Ana sandeham varuma. Yaar irukkara illaya nu sandeham varalam. Who is there or not at home or class or anywhere? Doubt may come. But about my own existence, I never have any doubt. That is why I don't require anapekshatvad, anya jnana anapekshatvad. Jnana means knowledge. Anya jnana. Different knowledge I don't require to know myself, my existence. I never doubt my existence. Anapekshatvad gnatam cha eva sadamaya. All the time it is known by me only. Maya gnatam. It is known by me as subject or object. Here gnatam maya antonodane, oh, I can know and cholakudade. That is why in the previous shloka he said that person do not know the Atma as an object. Not veraha rendavadu parulaha terinjaka kodad. Suppose you know anything, it is anatma. Rendavadu, irandavadu, irandavadu parulaha. Suppose you know anything as an object other than me, that is anatma. If everything is anatma other than me, anatma, then parisheshan nyayena, what else is atma? Atma, whatever I know is anatma. Whatever I know is anatma. But anatma ka opposite is what? Whatever I know is object. Object is anatma. Therefore, I, the subject, must be the Atma. Clear? Anya jnana anapekshatvat jnatam maya sada, as a subject. No effort is required. No effort is required. Enna ayasam idula? To recognize that you are the self. Why people are having lot of struggle to know this Atma? Shastra says, you don't require any effort to know this Atma as yourself. First line you see, Jnana Aloka Swabhavatah. What is the reason? How I don't require any effort? I don't require any other external support to know myself. Because the reason is given in the first line. Jnana Aloka Swabhavatah. I am of the nature of consciousness. Jnana aloka means consciousness. Nature of Atma is svabhavatah. By its nature, by its very nature, it is consciousness. I am conscious being or not, the doubt cannot arise. To doubt, you must be conscious. I am consciousness entity or not. The doubt to raise, very important, carefully listen. I am conscious entity or not. This doubt to rise, the questioner must be conscious of. So before the question is rising, the questioner is already conscious being. Before the questioner questioning itself, he is already consciousness. Or you can put in other words, the question before the questioner is going to raise, already consciousness is proved. Why? A conscious entity only can question. Are you enjoying? Am I conscious being or not? And the question itself is the proof for that you are conscious being. That consciousness is called Atma. Am I self or not? Am I Atma or not? A is equal to B, B is equal to C. Therefore, A is equal to C. Brahman happens to be Atma. Atma happens to be myself. Brahman is equal to Atma. Atma is equal to myself. Therefore, I am Brahman. Daniki diniki saripo indi. Okay. So that way you have to understand. Brahman is equal to Atma means consciousness. Brahman is equal to consciousness. Consciousness is my nature. Are you conscious of my words or not? Are you conscious of my words? Yes. That means you are consciousness entity. You are consciousness principle. So Brahman happens to be consciousness. Consciousness is my nature. Therefore, I am Brahman. I, the consciousness, am Brahman only. Therefore, it cannot be doubted. Avyavadhanam, it is not away from me. Vyavadhanam means away for distant anartham. Vyavadhanam, away or far. Swarupam, swarupam, swarupa avyavadhanabhyam. Avyavadhanabhyam, there is no distance between me and, me means consciousness and Brahman. There is no distance between me, the consciousness, and Brahman. Why? Taittiriya Upanishad, you have to remember. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Brahman happens to be the consciousness. Simple to get to attain moksha. Very simple. I feel what is the easiest method and susukham kartum avyayam. Very easily what is available and Brahman. Brahma jnanam. How? Brahman is jnanam, swarupam, consciousness. I am consciousness. Therefore, I am Brahman. You can never custom. Custom away, and then the Jastra. Namu, custom. Anavashima. Therefore, that word, Vyavasta, Vyavadhana Abhyam, Avyavadhana Abhyam. There is no distance between Brahman and me, the Atma. Jnana loka swabhavataha. Jnanam, the Brahman, the sentient Atma swarupam aloka swabhavataha. Swarupa avyavadhanabhyam. Swarupa means Atman is not different from Brahman. Next verse 41. Nanyena jyotisha karyam raveratma prakashane swabodhan nanya bodhichyam bodhasyatma prakashane. Another interesting, important shloka. Other than the self, nothing is required to prove the self. Anya bodhaha ichha na asti. Other than itself means the self, with which consciousness, you know everything, with which consciousness, you know everything. Why do you require any effort to know that? Why do you require any effort separately? That's what he wants to say. It is I, the consciousness alone. Look into the shloka. Ravehe Atma Prakashane. Example he is giving. Suppose you feel little difficult to understand your consciousness. I am consciousness only, Swamini, but Brahman and I, the consciousness, are one and the same. You have to remember Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahman happens to be of the nature of consciousness. I am consciousness is evident, self-evident to me. Therefore, I am Brahman. Idhu enna sandeham? So clear. So understanding is required. You have to go along with the words clearly. Look into the verse. That example he gives so that easily you can understand. So illumine the sun, sunlight, you require another light. I want to see the sun. Where is sun? Not your sun. That sun. Surya. To see Surya, you require another light. You don't require. Ravehe Atma Prakashane. Here Atma means reflexive pronoun. Ravi, the sun, to illumine itself, it requires any other second light. You don't require. Ravehi Atma Prakashane Anyena Jyotisha Na Karyam. Anyena Jyotisha, it's like in Pongal Sankravanam. And என்ன பொங்கல், சூர்யா பொங்கல். இந்த சூர்யா பொங்கல் டே பீப்புள் ஷோ தி ஆரத்தி டு தி சன். When they are showing the arati, this arati you cannot see at all. That flame you cannot see. Why? Sun is so blazing. In front of that sunlight, this jyotisha, anyena jyotisha, na karyam. You cannot, I want to see the sun with this. That is why when we are showing arati in the temple, why people close eyes and touch their cheeks. Sorry, please forgive us. We are showing the light. Hey Bhagawan, you are the light for the entire universe, but we are showing the light. Please excuse us. You are in the form of Atma Swarupam in my heart, therefore I close my eyes and please forgive me. Na tatra suryo vati na chandra tarakam. Mundakopanishad is going to come next mantra. Similarly, here also, Ravehe Swatma Prakashane, can you do karyam? Can you do that to see the sun? I want to see the sun. Can you bring another candle light? Another torch light? You cannot. You don't require. You cannot. You don't require. Why? Sun is evident. Surya is evident. Swaprakashaha. Similarly, come to the second line. Similarly, in the same way, bodhasya atma prakashane, bodhasya, of that consciousness, here bodha means consciousness, the self, bodhasya atma prakashane means the its revelation, atma prakashane means its revelation, consciousness. And its revelation, it doesn't require any anya bodha iccha na, nanya bodha iccha, svabodhat, because it is self-evident. Svabodhat means self-evident, just as sun is self-luminous. Similarly, atma is also self-luminous. Svabodhat, anya bodha iccha, other light, other consciousness, other self is not required. Iccha means na iccha means not required. There is no necessity of any other thing to know my consciousness nature. Why? To know anything, pratibodha viditam matam, in every cognition I am evident. I can never doubt my existence. The doubter can never be doubted. I have a doubt, Swamini. Am I Atma or not? Am I Atma means consciousness. Brahman is called Atma. Atma means consciousness. Apnoti sarvam iti Atma, consciousness. I am consciousness. Because I am conscious of everything, therefore I am consciousness. Therefore Brahman is called consciousness. I am Brahman. Am I consciousness or not? In the doubt, the question to rise, I must be conscious of. The doubter can never be doubted whether I am conscious being or not. To doubt whether you are consciousness or not, you are, must be conscious being. Therefore, already you are conscious being. Consciousness happens to be the self. Self means Atma. You are Atma. Atma happens to be Brahman. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi. Oh, our Mahavakya. Then what about this body-mind complex? Because of that only you are able to utter this word, Aham Brahma Asmi. Because of the body medium, RM, because of RC, Chidabhasa, because of mind, put together, you are able to say, Aham Brahmasmi. Consciousness cannot sit and listen to Upadesa Sahasri. Consciousness can be claimed as myself through studying the Upadesa Sahasri, through the study of Upadesa Sahasri. To study Upadesa Sahasri, I need body, mind, medium. To say, Aham Brahmasmi. To be as consciousness, I don't require body mind. But to claim I am consciousness, Brahman, I require body medium. Listen once again. To be as consciousness, I don't require body mind medium. But to claim I am Brahman, I require body mind medium. In that, vritti jnanam also required. That's why Atma Jnanam is required to claim that Atma Aham Asmi, Brahma Aham Asmi. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்.